WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the last 3 years, the College Station School District has had two deputy administrators reporting to Superintendent Clark Ely. Tonight, the CSISD School Board is expected to recreate a third deputy and fill the position of Chief Academic Officer.
Pretty much everything that we do that regards teaching and learning. She will also be the direct supervisor of a number of our principals.
Dr. Ely says Penny Trammell of Coppell will start July 1st.
CSISD is doing great things in a number of areas, but it's always good to be able to bring somebody in with a fresh perspective that can really look at what we're doing and challenge us.
Dr. Trammell will join the district's relabeled Chief Administrative Officer Greg McIntyre and Chief Financial Officer Mike Martindale. Two new principals on two Bryan School District campuses are familiar faces. Recommendations by new Superintendent Christy Whitbeck were unanimously approved by the school board last night. Bonham Elementary's new principal, Gloria Garcia Rhodes, has been an assistant principal at that school. And next year's principal at Stephen F. Austin, Rachel Layton, has been an assistant principal at Rudder High. The Bryan School Board is taking advantage of saving money on construction projects from the district's 2014 bond issue to convert the Stephen F. Austin Middle School football field to artificial turf. The board last night unanimously approved spending an additional $709,000. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says the field turf can be used 1,200 hours a year by classroom students and student athletes, compared with 380 hours on natural grass. This is in addition to the previously planned replacement of the SFA track and related improvements at a cost of $243,000.
We're also going to replace the fence around the stadium, and we're looking at other facelift items that we can do with the bleachers and the concession stand and those other things to kind of spiff it up a little bit.
The nearly $1 million project starts Friday and is scheduled to be completed by the time the new SFA opens this August. The Bryan City Council has been asked to award $200,000 in matching grants for buildings along Texas Avenue and in the downtown area.
The council agenda includes the owners of two downtown north buildings. Twin City Missions' Alice's Attic Resale Store at 22nd and Main would receive $61,000 towards restoring the building's exterior, which includes repairing a failing wall and repointing masonry and adding a canopy. And what's been a vacant building at Main and MLK has been purchased by Winchester Designs with the intent of moving from another downtown location. Their $36,000 grant would go towards cleaning the building, replacing windows and doors, and refurbishing an awning. Council is also being asked to award a total of $100,000 to the owners of nine buildings along Texas Avenue. More than 80% of that money is recommended to two businesses. $46,000 to Buddy's Appliance would go towards warehouse improvements, and $36,000 at Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design will go towards facade, parking lot, and landscaping improvements. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop includes staff recommendations for the next five-year capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper, speaking on our show, says the CIP is updated every 2 years.
One we're looking at doing in phases is Woodville Road reconstruction, so that one we're trying to squeeze in there as well. We also have Old Hearn Road. Those who have been driving that road know we have it under construction right now. There's another phase of that planned with this program that would take it up to Texas Avenue and through that intersection.
There are also partnerships where the city pays for the design and TxDOT and the BCS Planning Organization would pay for the construction.
William Joel Bryan from Texas Avenue to Earl Rudder. Reconstruction of certain parts of that, adding some improvements at intersections, pedestrian bicycle improvements, safety improvements in terms of access medians and things like that. Very busy corridor there. And then the other project will be Texas Avenue, all the way from University Drive on the south end of town to the north end of Highway 21. Similar kind of improvements with sidewalks and medians and intersection improvements, traffic signals and that like.
Staff is also recommending money for a new super park in the downtown quiet zone. A final council decision is expected this summer. A Bryan man originally accused of sexually assaulting two children 6 years ago, then pleaded guilty about 1.5 years ago to a misdemeanor count of injuring one of the children, is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 26-year-old Stephen Valadez violated terms of staying out of prison for, among other things, not paying a $1,000 fine, even though he found the money to post $37,000 in bonds. Valadez, who was sentenced to 5 years of deferred adjudication, a form of probation, was ordered to serve a prison term of 7.5 years. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hey, hey, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Agency at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mix of clouds and sun will develop today. A lot of places will start out with clouds and the sun will develop. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs anywhere from 85 to 90 later today. Lots of clouds tonight. Breezy. Lows will be 70 to 75. Cloudy tomorrow. Could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy Thursday. Chance of showers. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, as we've talked about, the new default position for everybody is let's be offended.
Correct.
No matter what it is, we have a right to be offended. McDonald's in UK backtracking on what was supposed to be a heartwarming ad about a young boy asking his mother about his dead father and finding out that they both had liked Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. The ad was supposed to run for 7 weeks, but feedback from the child bereavement groups in the UK was so strong that now they've decided to pull the ad. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the ad, so I'm not sure.
Right.
My thought is, you know, if you can have a fond memory of a past parent, then why shouldn't you?
But yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Just
anytime you use death in advertising or something like that, I feel like anything you use, as you said, it's going to offend someone.
Yep. So there you are. That's the latest one.
All right. 8:13.
All right. So somehow somebody had enough time to decide, okay, let's match up your zodiac sign with your taste in country music.
Ooh, good. I can't wait to hear what mine is.
All right. Well, I went in and looked, and mine's not even close.
Okay. Oh.
Now, first, what they do, of course, is they talk about your attributes because of your, once again,
your
zodiac sign.
Which right.
isn't true either.
Oh, it's so true.
Oh,
mine's
it is. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah,
you're,
it matches.
Okay.
To
you,
a T.
Okay. I'm Virgo. You have a keen mind and are delightful to chat with.
Oh, yeah.
Often convincing others of outlandish tales with ease and charm. You listen
that
to.
That sounds just like the Infomaniac,
like
Scott.
Yes, exactly.
That's you.
All right. So here we go. So the artists that I listen to are Margot Price, Jason Isbell, Midland, and Cody Jinks. I have never heard of Margot Price, Jason Isbell, Midland, or Cody Jinks.
I've seen Jason Isbell in concert. Right. I actually could see you liking his
right.
music.
Okay.
It's not quite radio stream, so it's
okay.
a little different.
All
so
right.
maybe you would appreciate
yeah.
it.
Actually, who I like is Rascal Flatts, okay?
Oh.
I really like I like tight harmony and
okay.
and then real country music, too, whenever
yeah.
that happens. Okay, so what's your sign?
Leo.
Okay, you're a Leo. All right, Leo, you display power and exuberance. You're a natural-born leader. We know that because you were the catcher on your softball team, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so there you go. That means you're a leader. You are also high-minded and vocal about your opinions.
Mm.
No, they missed that.
Totally missed the mark on that one.
Okay, so you listen to Tim McGraw.
Okay, that's
right. And I
right.
like Tim McGraw.
Yeah, I love Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw has some great songs.
And
you listen to the words.
And he's still coming out with good music.
Yeah. No, I would agree completely. Blake Shelton.
I like Big Boy Blake.
Okay, Brantley Gilbert and Kacey Musgraves.
She's the one I picked for my Christmas music, remember?
Cool, that's right. That's exactly right. So now I agree. Blake Shelton's had some good and bad, but yeah, two of those three anyway.
I just like his personality. He's a funny guy.
Gotcha. All right, so let me see. We'll just run through each one. Aquarius, Zach Brown Band. Okay, I know them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Pisces, you like Drake White.
I've never heard of Dustin Lynch.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway, we probably need to take this down to Maverick. If you're an Aries, you like Kip Moore and Cody Johnson. If you're Taurus, you like Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton.
Oh, that's Brad.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he loves Chris Stapleton. He did that whole mashup thing, with him. Yeah,
that's right.
So.
He did. Gemini, you're a little Big Town fan, along with Keith Urban and Brad Paisley. Cancer. Dolly Parton, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, and Hank Williams.
Ooh, why do they get all the good old folks?
The old school people there. Okay, Virgos we did. Okay, Libras are Carrie Underwood and Dierks Bentley.
Okay.
Scorpio would be the Brothers Osborne and Eric Church. Sagittarius would be Luke Combs and Jason Aldean and Florida Georgia Line. And Capricorn would be, again, kind of old school, Brooks and Dunn, Trisha Yearwood, George Strait, and Alan Jackson.
All right.
There you are.
Cool.
I just captured, I haven't watched it yet, Alan Jackson at Red Rocks. I think that's probably a pretty good concert.
I bet that would be awesome.
Yep. So we'll see how that goes.
That would be, I think that might be on my bucket list to go see a concert out there.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that would be really cool.
Every concert I've seen on Axis, it's pretty neat venue, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's hard to work at an office and not eat junk food. We all know that.
There was a big old cinnamon roll in here the other day.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they do that. Somebody will bring in donuts in the morning. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody else has got candy at their desk. If you happen to be in one of those, you know, environments where you can meander generally and visit with folks.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's your occasional birthday cake.
Right.
But do you go home and tell your significant other about the junk you eat at work? According to the survey, 47% say no.
Oh. They keep it a secret.
And 21% take it even further and lie about what they ate at work.
Hey, honey, how's your diet going? How's work? Oh, it's great.
Yeah, ate broccoli the whole time.
Had my salad for lunch.
Yeah, I haven't done anything else.
My Coke Zero.
Yeah, I'm being such a good person.
Yep.
Okay, if you're a drinker, you probably had this debate before. Does getting drunk actually change your personality or just exaggerate it?
Okay.
Got some fresh science on the topic. Researchers at the University of Missouri St. Louis recently had more than 150 people describe what their personality is like when they're sober and when they're drunk. Your five personality traits are extrovert, agreeableness, openness, consciousness, and neuroticism.
Okay. Consciousness, like, do you pass out or do you stay awake?
I don't know what to say. Most people
just conscious of your actions,
maybe. Most people said that booze had an effect on all five of those traits. So what they thought is that it pretty much had a major effect on their entire personality.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had a few drinks, and the researchers saw almost no changes in four of those traits. The only one that seemed to be affected was how extroverted they were.
In other words, kind of makes sense.
If you were outgoing, you're more outgoing.
Right.
But the rest of the personality traits really didn't change very much.
Hmm.
Researchers think that, and again, what is drunk?
Right.
Okay, is drunk
two
buzzed?
Drinks? Yeah.
Is drunk, I can't stand up by myself?
Right.
Is drunk, I can't complete a sentence?
Well, and then again, too, you know, depending on the person, some people it takes, you know, five or six drinks.
You're
others it takes half a glass of wine.
Right, exactly. The people in the study weren't that drunk, though, they say.
Okay.
They all had enough vodka to get their blood level to 0.09.
Okay.
That's just over the legal limit to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really look at heavy drinking.
Right.
Because there are people who decide they want to fight. There's some who just
decide
they want to
pass
out. Yeah,
there's some people just get angry.
They do. They do. They get to be angry drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're three times the legal limit, it may be a different story, but at least right now, that's the way it looks.
I think regardless, everyone's a little bit more outgoing, a little bit more friendly.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah, you're probably willing to talk to people who you might not know or people who you don't know well or people who you've never met.
Yeah. Going,
who is that person? All right. Okay, here we go. Some stuff that you might want to drop on your coworkers today just so they can go, huh. Did you know the Canadian flag has only been around since 1965? Before that, the country of Canada had no official flag.
Huh.
None. They did not have a flag.
Really?
Nope, did not.
What did they fly?
You know, that's a good...
above their buildings.
Yeah, maybe they had, I don't know, maybe they had like...
streamers?
Something like that. Could have done streamers or pennants, or it could be that each province had their own flag, but they didn't
have. And that's what they came up with in 1965?
Really, was the, they did the...
Maple leaf?
The maple leaf thing.
All
so,
right.
Just saying. May have been the...
Super creative.
May have been the syrup lobby had a lot to do with
true.
That. The first Wrigley Field was not in Chicago.
Oh.
A baseball park in Los Angeles called Wrigley Field opened in 1925. The Cubs Stadium, called Cubs Park at that point, but changed its name to Wrigley Field the next year in 1926. The L.A. one was torn down in 1969.
Huh. Hey, I'm going to Wrigley Field this summer.
Are you? Yep. Haven't been before?
No, I have been once,
okay.
But it was over 10 years ago.
All right.
So
well,
it'll be a fun time.
It's far better than going to Comiskey. There's no. It may not be called Comiskey Park anymore. Whatever it is.
I'm assuming that's where the White Sox play. Okay.
Just, it's a really bad part of town.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean,
Yeah.
It's not comfortable going there during the day.
Ooh, yeah.
At night, it's even worse.
You know, and that's crazy for a professional stadium to be in an area that they can't get things up and going.
Well,
you know?
That's true. But remember the Cotton Bowl. Remember, if you've ever been to the Cotton Bowl, that's kind of in a sketchy
part
of town.
True, yep.
But that is, that's the way that they did it then, because they had to find, especially in cities, they had to find areas where there wasn't anything built yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. They had to have enough land. But, or people to move out.
But quite literally on the south side, I mean, you got projects all around.
Huh.
And it's not a nice thing. All right, say 21.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstbangers. This month's specialty is our famous burger stuffed with Hatch green chilies and goat cheese. There are lots of different green chilies, but only those raised in the unique soil and climate of Hatch, New Mexico are absolutely the best. First, we roast them till the skin is black and blistered. Then we place them in a plastic bag so that the steam loosens the skin so it can be peeled away. Then we dice them up and fold them into smooth, creamy goat cheese. Goat cheese is different from cheese made from cow's milk. It has a more tart and salty flavor. And I think that's what brings such a wonderful intensity to the burger itself. We stuff that mixture in the middle of a hand-formed black Angus patty, then cook it to perfection. Served on a warm grilled sourdough bun with all the trimmings and a pile of fresh-cut fries, just try one and you'll understand why it's my personal favorite. And obviously, I've tried them all. There's still a few of you who are afraid to come in because you think you're going to be eating in a laundromat. You're just going to have to take a chance and trust me on this one. Harvey Wurstbangers, we've been on the Texas bucket list. If we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
Imagine if I only gave you part of a news story. It'd be pretty hard to follow, but honestly, it's the same thing you do when you rely on monitoring your credit and bank statements to protect your identity. You really only get part of the story. Sure, your bank helps detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways where your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or they apply for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. They alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists is going to work to fix it. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can get comprehensive identity protection that's more than just monitoring your credit card or your account at the bank. You join now and you'll get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Beck or call 800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code Beck. Go to LifeLock.com/Beck, LifeLock.com/Beck, and save 10%.
You know, Suddenlink gets it. They understand you want to watch the shows that you like when you want to, but also where you want to, and they make it easy for you to do that. Suddenlink's TiVo HD DVR gives you the power to control your live TV. You know, as you're watching that, you can go back a little bit if you want to see something. If you didn't catch something that was said or seen, you can do it again with your TiVo. Now, you'll also find, I don't know, with Suddenlink to go, I think probably 400,000 titles that are available for you to watch instantly, anytime. All the major networks, NBC, CNN, Fox, HBO, TNT, TBS, and more. Now, that's part of the deal. That's the television side. And then there's the internet. Suddenlink Superfast 50 meg internet can handle all the things that you need for all the devices, not only for you, but everybody in your family. And right now, it's the triple play deal from Suddenlink. Get in touch with them today, and for only $79.99 a month, you'll get fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone. Call 877-694-9474 today or stop by the local office. They're located at 4114 East 29th Street. It's a limited-time offer. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharge. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details on the offer.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. A federal judge has made a ruling that will result in a setback to Uber's efforts to develop a self-driving vehicle. The judge in San Francisco says Uber cannot use technology taken by a star engineer before he left Waymo, a Google spinoff company dedicated to developing autonomous cars. The judge ruled Waymo presented evidence that the ex-engineer downloaded thousands of confidential files before leaving the company. He then set up his own firm, which was then sold to Uber for $680 million. Boeing says it would assemble a new U.S. Air Force trainer jet at its main military aircraft facilities in Missouri if it wins a three-way contest for a program estimated to be worth $16 billion. The move sets up the St. Louis plant in competition with facilities in Alabama and South Carolina run or planned by Boeing's rivals in bidding to build an initial 350 TX jet. Crude oil up 24 cents at $49.09 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Comfort, power, performance. You can have all three with the John Deere riding mower. At Sioux Falls Prater, there is a huge selection of zero-turn and traditional riding mowers to choose from. With varying deck sizes, horsepower, and more. You can have all three, comfort, power, and performance, with a John Deere quality mower for less than $3,000. For more details, visit Sioux Falls Prater Equipment on the corner of 21 and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, or visit cptractor.com.
Guppy Groupies. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Give up! Keep swimming! Just keep swimming!
In Finding Nemo, a school of fish escape a fisherman's net by swimming in formation under the leadership of a single individual. Now, researchers report in Science Advances that groups of guppies will rely on one leader to make most decisions about which way to swim next, especially in predator-infested rivers. University of Bristol biologist Christos Iwanu explains.
They tend to be more leader or follower types in the high predation environments. If you find yourself in a group where everyone else actually is quite shy, you might respond to that by then taking on that kind of leadership role. So you respond to the social environment that's around you.
The study suggests that social decisions can be strongly influenced by ecological factors. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
When it was all over, Friday's massive ransomware attack hit 150 countries. 200,000 large system computers were disabled. We don't know everything behind these attacks, but we do know this. If your personal or company's computers are hit, you should not pay the ransom. I'm Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The software used in the global attack is called the WannaCry worm. It locks users out of their computers and demands payment of hundreds of dollars to unlock all of your files. But in Europe, where the virus hit hardest, police issued a stern warning. Don't pay. Paying the ransom is no guarantee that you will get your data back. Giving the criminals what they want only shows them that the extortion plan works. Right now, we're in the calm before the next storm. Use this time to back up all of your files. Install the best security software you can find, because more of these attacks is a certainty. All the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Enough money has been saved in the Bryan School District's bond-funded construction program to pay for converting the Stephen F. Austin Middle School football field to artificial turf. Board members last night unanimously approved the adding of field turf to the original plan of replacing the track. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says this will accommodate more students moving to SFA for PE classes and athletic teams.
This gives us these areas on each end for PE and smaller groups of kids while the athletic students are out on the field.
Installation begins Friday and is expected to be completed by the time the new SFA is open this August. The Bryan School Board has unanimously approved the new superintendent's recommendations to fill two principal vacancies. Both are in-district promotions. Rutter Assistant Principal Rachel Layton will become the new principal at Stephen F. Austin Middle School, and an assistant principal at Bonham Elementary, Gloria Garcia Rhodes, takes over as principal next year. Tonight's College Station School Board meeting includes possible action to reorganize the district's administrative leadership team. Superintendent Clark Ely is recommending the return of a third deputy position who will be in charge of academics.
With our rapid growth and increasing number of campuses and school children, it really made sense. We needed a little bit more capacity to be able to do the work that we need to.
The board is expected to confirm the hiring of Penny Trammell of Coppell as CSISD's chief academic officer. Every 2 years, the Bryan City Council updates its five-year capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper told listeners here on our show that their recommendations will be presented this afternoon.
A large project is the Coulter Avenue reconstruction from South College to 29th Street. It includes bike lanes, sidewalks, completely rebuilding the road and all the utilities.
New sidewalks are proposed on Broadmoor and Rustling Oaks, along with a few drainage projects and the previously approved extension of University Drive east of Boonville Road. Casper expects a final decision by the council this summer. Two economic development agreements for new apartment complexes in Bryan are on the agenda for tonight's Bryan City Council meeting.
Last year, it was revealed the former Bowie Elementary School downtown at 26th and Sims would be turned into 53 studio apartments. Council's being asked if developers generate $3 million in property value. The city awards a grant of $175,000 and waives city permit fees associated with the conversion of the 90-year-old building, which was last used as a school in 1991. Last November, the council in Brazos County approved agreements for a $5 million apartment complex along Highway 47 between the Health Science Center and Villa Maria Road. The council is being asked to give the developer an additional $160,000 that is not budgeted in order to increase the diameter of a new water line from 8 to 12 inches. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW news time is 8:34. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Mix of clouds and sun will develop today. A lot of places will start out with clouds and the sun will develop. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs anywhere from 85 to 90 later today. Lots of clouds tonight. Breezy. Lows will be 70 to 75. Cloudy tomorrow. Could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy Thursday. Chance of showers, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's 8:36, and on Tuesdays, we talk to State Senator Charles Swertner, so let's head to the state capitol. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, sir.
Let's talk, first of all, before we talk about the conference committee, which is certainly a centerpiece. A discussion yesterday in one of the committees that you're on, the Senate State Affairs Committee, having to do, once again, with texting. I know it's been talked about before. It went to the Senate floor and it didn't do so well. But yesterday, Senator Zeffirini seemed to think that there may be stronger support now for a texting bill statewide. Your thoughts?
Well, there's certainly a lot of discussion about the texting bill. Certainly, people shouldn't be distracted, and this, you know, texting can be considered that while driving. They should be focused on the road, of course. And you know, the bill though has some flaws. You know, it doesn't it allows you to continue to operate your phone looking at a map, for instance, or doesn't do anything regarding handheld operation of the phone. But if you text, that's illegal, according to the bill. But how are you going to actually enforce that? How is an officer able to tell whether or not you're texting? They actually cannot actually take your phone and look at it either. That's against the law as well. So how do you actually enforce it? Or is this just kind of a feel-good bill that's just basically sending a signal, which might need to be sent, that people should obey the laws of the road and keep their eyes on the road when driving. And I certainly am supportive of that, but does the bill really accomplish anything? We also already have certain laws on the books regarding distracted driving. So is this just kind of a subset of those laws?
I'm presuming that during the discussion of this this session, or maybe in previous sessions as well, the discussion that technology does exist that could disable the phone after traveling a certain number of miles per hour. Has that been discussed or come up in the committee at all?
I'm a little bit leery of disabling personal property of someone. I'm also a little bit leery, you know, here in Austin, to enforce their texting ban. They put police officers on school or on buses, and you know, kind of a watchdog type of positioning of a police officer. Some people might consider that appropriate, but I'm a little bit leery that, you know, they're just overstepping the bounds and impeding upon certain personal liberties and freedoms. So I would be against, I think, something in which there was automatic deactivation of someone's personal property.
Certainly. State Senator Charles Swertner joining us. Okay, let's turn our attention now to the conference committee, because is it going to be a daily thing now?
It's been a daily thing and a weekend thing as well. We got to get the budget square by by Friday because it has to get to the printer and get printed and get on the floor. So Friday's kind of the hard deadline, from my understanding. And we're still not there. The method of finance, how we're actually going to pay for the budget is still under consideration and discussion between the chambers and between the leadership. I hope we get there, but I'm reporting today that we're not.
Well, what I have heard, or there seem to be some sources reporting, that now maybe there's a little bit of a loosening on that hard stance that the idea was there was going to be a money shift, $2.5 billion on the House Senate side, but the House wanted to go into the Economic Stabilization Fund. Are we seeing now that there might be a hybrid where a little of each is done?
Well, there's discussion utilizing the $2.5 billion regarding the transportation money proposal on the Senate side, and utilizing some ESF money, some rainy day funds for one-time expenditures. That might be a way forward. Whether or not it gets us there all the way is still being hotly debated and discussed.
Well, clearly something that is of tremendous interest here also is higher education. The Senate and the House have both got different views on what should happen as far as funding increases in higher education or none at all. Where are we there in your estimation?
It's a sticking point in the final negotiations of the budget regarding special items in particular in our institutions of higher education. I certainly want to make sure that institutions of higher education are appropriately funded and accountable for that money. It's just how do you fashion that between the divisions of two different chambers? We kind of wanted to roll it into a formula funding. The House maintained a type of funding called special item funding, which is basically earmarks for various institutions. So I think there's some compromise there. I know there's been a lot of discussion in that article, the higher education article, that's in charge of finalizing that portion of the budget.
Discussion of school vouchers has come up again, this time vouchers for special ed students is a possibility. What's your feeling as far as that goes?
Well, as I've said before, I believe there should be a pathway forward for all students to achieve their highest potential. And special education children are obviously a very important group, children with autism, for instance. And there are certainly several districts that don't meet the needs of those children. And is there a way forward for a subset of children to avail themselves of some sort of mechanism to find a school district or program that meets their needs? And I think it's appropriate that we explore that. And educational choice and educational success is something that we take very seriously around here. There's just competing interests, competing ideas between the members, and a lot of it's reflective of those members' individual districts, where they come from, and how they actually went through the school process.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. One of the things that you did in the Senate budget bill was insert three paragraphs that basically would force medical schools to treat members of the employees' retirement system at a discounted rate. That'd save about $80 million. How has that been met, and what are the chances of that sticking with the budget?
Well, it's still in the budget with some modifications, but the idea is that the ERS, Employee Retirement System, and the TRS, Teachers Retirement System, the costs of those health care programs are growing at about 8.5% per annum, and that's really unsustainable. And they are the TRS in particular is in crisis stage regarding the costs. But I believe it is appropriate and right that our state institutions of health care, health-related institutions, have a duty to assist the states, especially the employees of the state, the ERS system, meeting the challenges of those healthcare costs and healthcare challenges. And so I did put a rider in the budget that would make it mandatory that those health-related institutions contract with ERS at a rate below their current rate, but above Medicare rate, to save on a proportional basis $80 million. So I think that certainly got the attention of those health-related institutions. I believe the contractual negotiations between HRIs and ERS has been tilted in favor of HRIs. And that rider was an attempt to try to level the playing field between the two entities.
And again, as you say, I guess the most optimistic thing you can say is it's still in the budget. What? We're not Friday yet, so we don't know.
Yeah. Don't know
what's going to happen there.
Yeah, it's certainly there are all sorts of riders and various items. The budget is 3 or 4 inches thick, so there's lots of different items in the budget, and that's one that certainly woke up the leaders of our health-related institutions. I think that for too long they've been really, in my opinion, overcharging ERS and TRS and utilizing them more as a piggy bank to help balance their expenses. And I think that needs to change.
Nope. On face, it certainly sounds like that would make sense. Now, the rideshare bill is going to be up for a vote tomorrow. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I want to get it passed. I want to get the governor's desk and make sure it becomes state law. Again, I think it's appropriate that we have a fair and consistent and appropriate conservative law regarding ride sharing. I think it improves safety and mobility and allows individuals to get from point A to point B without the complexity of going through various jurisdictions. So I think we're going to get it done. It's just working out the final kinks between various members and I hope to get it passed this week.
Finally today, Senate Bill 7, this having to do with teacher conduct. This seems to be a very hot-button issue right now, and rightfully should be addressed. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's about about student and teacher inappropriate relationships, and it's a shame that we're actually having to act on that. But I think anybody that's tuned into the news sees that on a pretty regular basis about, you know, some teacher and some student having an inappropriate sexual relationship, and this puts significant reform in that area regarding notification and making sure that when the teacher goes from one school district to another that issue is addressed or at least noted, and it puts in place certain penalties. So it shouldn't be happening, and it's an unfortunate kind of view of how our society is now that's occurring, but we're going to we took action on it on the Senate, and it's heading to the governor's desk, so I'm glad we did. I'm just kind of sad that we had to do it.
That's true. And administrators also could stand to be penalized here, too.
That's right.
Right. Yep.
Right. So we took it very seriously, and, you know, we're not going to stand for it. And, you know, that's an imbalance between, obviously, a teacher and a developing young adult that needs to be protected.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us most every Tuesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We thanks for the time this morning and look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. 8:47, let's turn our attention to the chamber. And Kate's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. What you got for us?
Well, this Thursday, we have our May Business After Hours. And so that's going to be held at the Physician Center. That's Thursday, May 18th from 5:30 to 7. This is a free event. It's a networking event. We'll have food and drinks, lots of people in the community to come and meet, hand out your business cards, that sort of thing. And at the end of May, on Tuesday, May 30th, we'll have a Read by Third luncheon. This is sponsored by American Momentum Bank. And Read by Third is a local nonprofit organization that is designed to build successful families by providing parents with the skill sets to help their kids learn how to read by grade level by the third grade. And so this is a luncheon that we help the organization put on. And so we encourage you to come out to that and support the Read by Third organization. And then coming up in June, we have our 10th annual Community Softball Classic. This is sponsored by Allen Samuel Chevrolet, and that will be held on Thursday, June 15th at Nutribolt Stadium. And this is a really special event to us because it's a tribute to the first responders. So proceeds raised from this event will benefit our local 100 club.
And the first time it'll be played on artificial turf, right?
Exactly, yeah. We have to have a debriefing about what shoes the players can wear and stuff like that. So we're really excited to check that out. And it's the local firefighters against the local police officers. So sure. We invite you to purchase tickets and come support that. Mm-hmm. For ribbon cuttings, we have a ribbon cutting today to celebrate the first anniversary of RX Pizza in downtown Bryan. Yeah. So if you're a fan of pizza, come on out today at 4:30. I'm sure they'll have lots of samples.
Yeah.
And then next Wednesday, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting for the new Baylor Scott & White Clinic that's going to open up on west of Villa Maria. So that'll be from 4:30 to 5:30 on Wednesday, May 24th.
Okay.
And also, we want to give a little bit of special recognition to one of our Platinum Inner Circle members. Lubrizol Specialty Products really is a good supporter of the Chamber, and we just want to thank them for their membership. And if you're interested in any of these events that I've just talked about, you can visit bcschamber.org or give us a call at 260-5200.
Great. Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it. Yep, visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
So it's 9 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We're going to have temperatures, you know, actually today will be a little bit better because we've got a breeze out there. Yesterday, not so much of a breeze, and it was kind of warm. But look for a high temperature today, probably around 88 or so. Winds up 10 to 20, gusting to 25 miles an hour. 88 will be the high. About the same thing for tomorrow. We have a 40% chance of rain. And then right near 90 on Thursday and Friday. Saturday, 86, but a 60% chance of showers. And then Sunday, there's a 50-50 chance of showers. So we'll see. Wet weekend. But, you know, everybody's lawn, what's today, Tuesday, everybody's lawn should be looking pretty good today or tomorrow because of all the sunshine that we've had and then having the rain to go along with it. It's an absolute perfect situation. How are you today?
Talking about the weather, are we?
We are, because it's been just ideal. You know, we were getting some rain, and
it was, Lily and I celebrated Mother's Day by working out in the sun, mm-hmm. and it was pretty darn warm on Sunday.
Yeah, it was. Well, today we're going to have some breezes, and that'll be okay. Do you have to hold the microphone, Jack? Is that the way that works?
Headphone jack, thanks for noticing. Yeah, thanks. Yes, okay, it is. Right. There we go.
Hey, guys.
I can almost hear something. There we go.
It's Chesley.
It is. It's Chesley Redman.
All right. So story today. So Chelsea, yes. When you're, you know, here's the deal. What do you do different when you go?
Yeah, paint on your shirt. Thank you for dressing up for us today.
I have work to do.
I'm listening,
today.
Scott.
Thank
I'm listening.
You. Thank you. All right. What do you do differently at a hotel than you would if you're at home? Now, the first thing I think of is I take a much longer shower, because for what I'm paying for the room, they're gonna pay with hot water, okay?
Okay.
But this has to do with, okay, you get there.
Earth Day means nothing to you,
You're right.
Yeah,
nothing.
Okay.
He sees that, please recycle your towels, and he throws that sign on the ground.
Hey, that made me mad the first time I saw it.
Save the dolphins.
Excuse me. Can I go
Reuse
next
your
door?
Towels.
Hello, I'm in the room next door to you. Would you please throw your towels on the floor? Thank you. Hello, I'm in room 227. And I'd like to ask you to please throw your towels on the floor.
So I was gone last week, and not only do they ask you that, but they give you the reason for it. They're talking about how they are part of a consortium to save water in the valley.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the cost of labor in the valley.
Guess what? I hung the towel on the shower rod, I think, when they ask. And
you're so liberal.
And
I leave them on the ground.
And no, they replaced
even the clean
they
ones.
They replaced
towels.
It anyway, which is okay.
Oh.
Sometimes I will tip the maid extra to leave me extra towels just so I can leave more of them on the floor.
All right. Now, listen. In the hotel I'm in last week, they had motorized maid carts.
Ooh.
Really?
That's how
heavy
those are.
So they didn't have to push them.
That's supposed to be how heavy
for your motorized maids.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought maybe the union had negotiated that. Yeah. No,
that's
but here,
cool.
All that to say, okay, so let's say you go
Where'd
to a place.
Where'd you stay?
Huh?
Where'd you stay?
The Mirage.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah,
that's
pretty much where I like. Anyway, I tried to win. It wasn't mine. way too expensive.
I've never actually seen you walk away from staying at the Wynn.
Well, no,
before.
I haven't. But I'm just saying.
Maybe it was because you tried to get in there with the paint shirt on. That's there.
He wasn't dressed appropriately. Excuse me, sir.
No, sir. Here's the deal. I stayed though at a Diet Coke hotel, which was really good. Because you
do you really check before you book?
The Wynn and the Encore are both Pepsi hotels, except at the gift shop.
Stop.
The gift shop has Diet Cokes.
That is sad. That is sad that you two know that.
Such a Luddite. You don't believe in the possession of knowledge.
The only time I felt self-conscious is when I had the 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke in the check-in at the Venetian. I did feel a little bad about that.
Okay, back to your line.
Anyway, and you go to the pool and there's a hot tub.
Uh huh.
And now, so do you do that because you don't have a hot tub at home?
Ooh.
And should you? Right, exactly. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that.
I have enough decency that I'm not going to get in a public pool. I'm just not going to do it.
Oh.
Maybe an ocean somewhere thousands of miles from anyone I know. But I'm not. I'm just not going to go swimming.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Or in my case, drowning. I'm just not going to do that.
So we've got dentist and drowning. Wow. Okay.
Well, you know, and flying. But I understand.
That's fine. Okay. Like them or not.
Like they say, tan fat looks better than pale fat. And
correct.
Mine's in really. I got enough pale fat to
yours
go around. But that's okay.
All right. Never mind. Okay. So like many of them, a thrift shop in Wales accepts gently used items.
Do you pull the bedspread down before you lay on it? Because you know they don't change that.
Yeah. Oh, the top cover.
Yeah.
The bedspread. Bed Bath & Beyond has it in the bedspread department. Yes.
Like the comforter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they change the sheets, but not the big comforter
right
on top.
Yeah. Do you lay down on it? Do you pull it down first?
Of course I do.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I turn that. You know what I do a little bit differently in a hotel room is I'll turn the air down even more than I normally would in my house.
Yeah, because there you're not having to pay for it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you watch TV in a room?
Because
I haven't turned on a TV in a hotel room in 10 years.
Yeah. I barely watch TV at home, but I probably watch it more in a hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's there.
Chelsea. When he goes, he has so many places to go.
He just has
where
so many
they have
places
free
to
food
be.
And alcohol. That he just goes there. He doesn't need his entertainment at the food.
I can call someone
free
to
entertainment.
Turn on the TV for me.
I just sit in the hotel room hours upon hours. That's why I travel, you know, to spend time in the hotel room.
Sorry. Yeah. So now one other thing that they mentioned it to you at check-in where I was. Don't pick up the things on the minibar just to look at them. Do not. Because
they are weight censored.
You are. Well, I'm thinking, what if people brought their kids? Of course, they shouldn't. But, Daddy, look. And they go and run the $14 bag of M&Ms to Daddy.
I'm very clumsy. Sometimes I run into corners of tables.
Okay.
And what if I just shift it a little?
Right.
It just wobbles just enough.
Yeah. So just saying.
Always check it. Even if you don't buy it.
That's right. Sure.
That's
the bill
one
at
thing.
The end.
Always check the bill.
How about resort fee? How about that?
Ugh.
Now that check.
Gross.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Especially when I didn't even get a towel at the pool. Didn't even go to the pool. Didn't even go. Yeah, see, you're paying a resort fee.
Okay.
Anyway, so thrift shop in Wales, okay?
Yep.
This thrift shop in particular is asking the people quit dropping off copies of the Da Vinci Code. A sign in the store reads, you could give us another Da Vinci Code, but we'd rather that you just give us vinyl because that's what people actually buy. They have not gone a day in the last 4 years where they have not gotten a copy of the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. Really?
And it's a good book, but really?
No, it's okay.
I enjoyed it. I'll put it
a day in 4 years.
That's going to be difficult now in the world of readers.
It is.
Excuse me,
I have this download I'd like to give you here. I have this reader. By the way,
are they ever going to get rid of those?
TV tonight. Tonight's this is the season finale of NCIS. Just letting you know,
like the original one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
Jethro.
Exactly. But New Orleans as well. Season finale there. Mm-hmm.
Next Sunday is the last night of Elementary. It might be the last night forever.
Oh.
You know, I haven't watched a second of that show.
I've watched a second.
Couldn't care.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Any show
and
where
Lucy Liu doesn't age.
She's never aged.
Yeah, that's also true. And there's a season finale of a Chicago Fire if you watch that.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Another one of those Chicago shows.
That's right. So we were discussing today, this is the anniversary where not only Spam, but SpaghettiOs was forced upon the marketplace.
Entered
on this
market.
Date. Different years, of course, but this date.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't know what to say.
I mean, we spent about 5 minutes on SpaghettiOs earlier.
We did.
So
we were finding out.
If you have nothing to add, don't worry about
that's okay.
It.
SpaghettiOs were not a part of my childhood.
And just because we think the world is a safe place, we're hearing about a new TV show this week that's going to be created by Seth MacFarlane because we don't
have
the 6
o'clock news? What? Oh, what?
That wasn't nice.
Well, actually, I meant to say 5 o'clock
okay.
news, but I screwed that
on
up.
On Fox on Monday, they released a trailer for The Orville, Seth MacFarlane's first regular live-action gig. The series is a sci-fi dramedy set 300 years in the future following the journey of an exploratory vessel into Earth's galactic fleet.
That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, that's okay. Something you'll really like. But
sort of
Seth
sounds like Star Wars.
I sort of dozed off in the middle of that description.
It's Seth MacFarlane. What do you want? All right, I'm just saying. Okay. Anyway, and you can probably get Pirates of the Caribbean on demand
oh, yeah,
pretty
for
soon
free.
For ransom. Yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.